following in the wake of the distressed condition of the world, with dictators, war, and plumes of war, a ravaging plague has visited the earth.
Stand back, you take this room.
The purple death that leaves only a purple spot on the forehead of its victim.
Luxury, luxury! The mysterious purple death brings you victory! Thunder, fire, luxury!
The world's greatest scientists have assembled to combat this mysterious malady.
The crowd outside is demanding news, Professor Bolton.
There's nothing new that I can tell them.
Yes, sir. It's coming over. They got through.
The national networks. Citizens of the world, I have just received the first radio message to come through from Professor Zarkov and my son Clark Porter. They have successfully re-penetrated the stratosphere in Professor Zarkov's rocket ship to determine the origin of the electrified dust causing the purple death. They report that all is well, and that they expect to get results immediately.
Flash.
What is it, Zarkov?
I've sighted a spaceship. It's one of Ming's ships from Mongol. Come here, quick.
Dale, take the control.
Here, have a look.
The Ming ship, all right. Seems to be discharging a sort of dust that becomes invisible as it falls.
We must destroy that ship.
I'll drop down on it. Drop off. Radio the Earth.
Zarkov's theory that this death dust comes from another planet is utterly fantastic.
Don't forget, Dr. Froman, Zarkov's knowledge of other planets is based on actual experience.
Yes, but I have a message from them, sir.
Listen to this. Just sighted a strange spaceship from another planet, which Zarkov believes has connection with Purple Death. Investigating. Last Gordon.
Only me could think of such a devilish scheme.
Get it out slowly. Every particle of Ming's death touch must have a disastrous effect. Hold your course directly over the planet Earth. Over the source of the purple death. They must destroy them. Set off the death dust. Try and get above it.
The Zarkov's Earth ship. They're approaching rapidly.
Careful, Flash. They're turning toward attack.
Throw it every place.
We're in firing position, sir.
Confirm to a cinder.
I think you scored a hit.
Brace yourselves for another charge.
Get above them! Get above them!
They're crippled. They're going down.
He'll be pleased when he hears about this.
Zarkov, let me have the controls.
That's what I wanted
the enemy to think. Their ray rifle crippled our rocket gun.
We must have damaged the ship. They're heading back toward Mongol.
Good. And there was to mean that they knocked down Professor Zarkov's rocket ship.
But Ming was in other ships to scatter that fiendish dust. There, we have no defense against such an attack.
Yes, I know. The only chance is to get to Mongol. Find Prince Baron and solicit his aid. Zarkov, radio the Earth. Report what's happened. Tell them what we're going to do.
Yes. It's our only chance to save them.
Prince Baron's kingdom.
Oh, well, look, there's Prince Baron's palace.
Stand by the lamp.
The Ming even suspected that we were in Aboria. He wouldn't hesitate to destroy Prince Baron's entire kingdom.
Even at the risk of killing his own daughter, our Baron's wife.
Flash! It's Baron!
Flash!
Baron,
how
are you?
Baron!
Oh, Dale!
Hello, Baron.
Oh, this is a happy day.
Glad to see you.
It's been a long time. I rushed into the palace as soon as your rocket ship was described.
Well, receiving us a strong bow.
We must always be on guard against some trick of Ming's.
Ming. And he is alive.
Yes, and rules more ruthlessly than ever.
And Dora, is she well?
Yes, and very happy. Come on, see for yourselves when she returns from the hunt.
Destroying Professor Zarkov's rocket ship, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. The plunge toward the planet Earth completely out of control.
Good. Very good. Then the Earth will still be ignorant as to the source of the purple death.
That is all.
Now, Janda, what brings you up from my laboratories?
Ask your permission, sire, to perform a laboratory test upon these selected prisoners.
Your Majesty, I demand to know why I and the thousands of others with me are held prisoners in your filthy concentration camps.
You plotted with your queen, Freya, to refuse my demands. You meet the same fate as all those who oppose me. And now, Gentis, what manner of test did you in mind that requires the living subjects for experimentation?
In your laboratory, sire, I have perfected the death test.
Perfected? It is already capable of killing every living creature, of depopulating the universe.
That's just it, sire. At present, it kills everything, everybody.
Yes? Go on.
Wouldn't it be better, sire, if the Purple Death spared those millions of slaves to labor for you and killed only those with intelligence enough to oppose you?
You'll name your own reward if you can prove this to me.
Tonight, sire. Tonight, in the power room, I assure you.
I'll be there.
You see, my friend, Ming has captured my General Lupi, and I vow to fear nothing until he's rescued.
I have an idea, Your Highness. While Zarkov and I are destroying Ming's power rooms, your men could rescue General Lupi.
But if we should fail, and Ming discovers our plot?
Why, he would destroy Arboria, even at the risk of killing his own daughter, Nora.
To aid you, my friend, Baron and I will take that chance.
But you won't have to if we all go dressed as Phrygians.
Well, then he would attack Phrygia. No. His soldiers would freeze. Only we Phrygians possess the secret of enduring our country's extreme cold.
An important reply from Captain Tune, Your Highness.
Captain Sutton is the man of Ming's palace guards. However, he is still loyal to me, and I have means of contacting him unknown to me. With the war in my power to help your cause.
General Luby could be executed with other prisoners tonight. Thankfully, Captain Sutton.
We make our final plans on the way. Dale, you stay here with Queen Freya.
Follow.
Yes? Captain Roker.
Captain Roker?
I'd be pleased if you'd accept him as your aide and companion. One of my ablest officers.
Thank you, Baron. I'm sure he is.
I welcome this chance to help you. I remember that had it not been for what you accomplished on your first trip here, there would be no free man on Mondo.
Ha! I had plenty of help, Roker. And I needed it.
Well, I'll be made no longer. Goodbye and a safe return.
Thank you, Baron.
Thank you.
should land near the entrance of the abandoned drain tunnel. Our ship can be well concealed there.
I remember the place.
When the tunnel gates are opened, you will be able to get through the power rooms.
In the rays of that special test light inside the cabinet, sire, you will be able to see the death dust as it enters the chamber. On. Bring in the prisoners.
Follow me to the tunnel entrance.
This man of low intellect has a type of mind that is easily controlled by a superior will. And this man has a type of thinking brain that exercises a will of its own, a type we must destroy.
Sire, there is no dictator in the universe powerful enough to destroy human thought. Place them in the dust chamber.
Captain Sudan's instructions, Count Coro and I will leave you here. Permit ourselves to be arrested by Ming's guards. Good luck.
Ready, Your Majesty. Your Majesty, the man of simple intellect is saved.
Significant demonstration, don't you think, General Rupi? We will see now how well it works on a Phrygian nobleman. Mog, place him in the chamber.
Probably some trouble in the prison ward, you sire.
No. That alarm meant that someone had been captured.
Prisoners were captured for the entrance to the palace, sir. They wear the uniforms of Phrygian soldiers.
Phrygian soldiers, huh? Send them directly to me for questioning.
Delay the demonstration. Come quickly.
You may return to your posts. I'll question the prisoners in private.
Colonel.
So far, so good, Captain Sudan. Prince Baron got your message.
I would do anything for Prince Baron.
This is Count Coral of Phrygia.
A couple more minutes and I'm going to search for them.
The others are at the mouth of the abandoned tunnel. I understand, Captain, that the gates barricading the tunnel are operated from this control room.
I've got the Captain Sudan, all right. Go ahead.
Now, Captain, how can you aid us in liberating the Phrygian prisoner, General Lupi?
My Imperial Majesty, two Phrygians, what are they doing here?
I have been questioning them, sire. They came at the command of Queen Freya to attempt the rescue of General Luti.
Intelligent-looking specimens. Let us put the intelligence of all three to the test. My death dust will decide whether or not they are to live. Take these two prisoners to the pit room at once.
Right. This passage leads to the power room.
Come, Carl. Run.
At least you're still alive.
But not for long, my friends.
Yes.
Gender, I have brought you some new prisoners to experiment with.
It means private laboratory.
It is.
I was right, Flash. The death dust is the development of the thing Ming was working on when I was here before. You must stay here and destroy this equipment.
All right. We'll go on to the power rooms.
This is the end. I'm sorry I was the cause of your capture and death.
Mog, place them in the dust chamber.
Burn the death dust.
Flash Gordon!
You didn't think you'd get away with it, did you, Ming? Broker, disarm them.
Throw their guns in that pit. Try it. Go ahead.
Got here just in time, Flash. Count Coral. You and General Rupi get back to the rocket ship right away. Duran, keep them covered. Where's the main power switch?
Here it is.
I'll release the death stuff and kill them all.
You! You destroyed my laboratory!
Yes. Your destruction of our people has gone far enough.